Welcome back to the Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR, the unrequited episode. My name is Glenn Washington, and have you ever had a song that you just cannot get out of your head? Well, this week you can blame Snap Judgment Stephanie Fu. You're welcome.
Do, 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 do. Right?
It was around 1997 that Mark Hawthorne first heard it.
Semi-Charmed Life, and I felt like I was probably too cool for Third Eye Blind. I knew it was like this big popular band, but I heard this song and I was like, okay, fine. I love this song, and I'm just going to be okay with that.
He bought all their albums, went to all their shows to see their lead singer, Stephen Jenkins, in action.
Yeah, I may have like started building up a fanboy crush or whatever on this guy.
And he could only dream of a bromance between him and Stephen Jenkins until he got a job as the editor of the entertainment section of the San Francisco Onion. And he set up an interview with Stephen Jenkins.
He drove up on his motorcycle, which is pretty perfect because, you know, they have the song Motorcycle Drive-By. I mean, not to get too crazy about it, but there was something sort of like magical when like he like pulls off his helmet and it's like him. I was very excited. I was very nervous.
But the interview went well, super well.
The thing that was so amazing just right off the bat is that he was expressing like how much he loved The Onion, and he would stop every once in a while and apologize to me for not being funny enough.
They talked for 2 hours and they got along so well. Stephen Jenkins invited Mark to come over to his house and listen to the record he was working on.
The whole time I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm like hanging out with Stephen Jenkins. Like this is really happening.
Jenkins kept an email contact with Mark. He invited him to his place to hang out and invited him to a couple of parties.
You know, like I knew that we weren't best friends, but it actually felt real.
Mark started trying really hard to impress Stephen. He'd write positive articles about Third Eye Blind as often as he could for The Onion. And he started to take their relationship a little too seriously.
When I would send an email to Stephen Jenkins and I didn't get a reply in a week, I would be talking to my girlfriend, I would be talking to other friends of mine, just like, look at what the email said. Like, is this bad? Did I write him a bad email?
You were like obsessing, right? To the, like, you're overanalyzing things?
Oh, I overanalyze everything.
Then Mark traveled to South by Southwest to see Third Eye Blind play, and he wrote another review of their performance, but this time it wasn't just overwhelmingly positive.
And that's where, as far as I remember, is like the first time I finally admitted, like, I love Third Eye Blind, and I know that it's like a super guilty pleasure. I don't know, maybe like a week later or something, he wrote an email to me. He's like, oh yeah, I read your review. And then he points out, I saw you in the crowd. And I was like, oh my God, like maybe he was actually looking out for me.
So it was all good, right?
Soon after, The Onion shut down the San Francisco office. I didn't have a job anymore, but I also didn't have the @theonion.com email address to send to him anymore. Like I probably like wrote to my mom and said, hey mom, I got laid off. Like I'm not gonna be working for a while. And then boom, second email was Stephen Jenkins. Like, hey buddy, you know, like this is the email address you should use for me. And nothing, I got nothing back. And like I maybe sent another email like 2 or 3 weeks later. Oh, it was sad, it was pathetic. And I'm just realizing like, oh my God, like it's all falling apart.
Mark kept going to Third Eye Blind shows, would always try to say hi to Jenkins. He'd wave from the front row, but Jenkins would just look right through him.
And I started thinking like, oh wow, like maybe he was enamored with me because I work for The Onion. And so that's all he ever cared about with me. Like why he would really have cared, like I don't know. Definitely, like, having this experience with Stephen Jenkins, like, has made, like, listening to Third Eye Blind songs, like, have, like, different meanings to me. How's it gonna be when you found out there was nothing between you and me?
Mark felt like he lost a beautiful relationship. But I had to wonder, was there really anything to lose in the first place? And we decided to find out.
So you want to describe where we are, Mark?
We are in Stephen Jenkins' studio.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
This is great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Great shoes, Mark, really.
Oh, thanks.
If you might want to just introduce yourself, that would be awesome.
My name's Stephen Jenkins.
Do you remember why you chose to enter into an acquaintance with Mark? Did you like him?
Yeah, he just seems like somebody who would be part of my friend group. He's clearly very bright, and he's really into music, and he's articulate about it, and he's got a point of view.
That's very nice of you to say.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, because I wouldn't want to ask that question. So I guess my first question has to be, like, what did I do wrong?
What did you do wrong?
Yeah. Well, where did things go wrong between us?
Well, I think that they didn't go wrong. I think that we had a successful acquaintance. And I think if one person is measuring an interaction from the standards of an acquaintance, and the other one is measuring it from the standards of a friendship, one in which they know all about you because they've divined so much about you from your lyrics, someone's going to get hurt. In this instance, it was you, Mark.
Okay.
Right?
So, in other words, you're saying I shouldn't take it personally. This is just the way things happen in the world.
Well, what happened, first of all? You say this is the way things happen. So let's try to understand.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, that's what I was trying to understand. What happened? So I felt like when the Onion shut down the San Francisco office, suddenly I was having to, when I was following up with you, I was having to email you from my home email address. And then that's when everything stopped.
Really?
I never stopped.
I just didn't respond.
You didn't respond. And so there was, I mean, I'm not a real stalker.
Has there ever been a stalker who said, I'm a real stalker?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I suppose that's a,
So was that twice that you emailed me without a response?
I think it may have been three times.
Three times.
I think there may have been three different
emails.
Yeah,
I think three times is kind of the rule.
Yeah.
Three times unresponded, then that's not
right.
Good.
I knew it was over. I recognized that. But then I was like, I'm being really genuine here. I felt like you'd taken it to, like, this next level of being, like, a super nice guy. Before I'd ever even met you, like, everybody was like, oh, he's this big egotistical jerk. And this could not have been more different. And
no, I'm focusing on like everybody. Like what?
What?
It's okay.
Oh, the egos. No, I mean whatever. Not everybody, because I obviously didn't know any of your friends. Like these were just things that had been written. What have you? And then when I didn't hear back, I was actually kind of hurt.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it's water under the bridge.
I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings, and I don't know. I really don't, and there certainly wasn't like a conscious choice not to. I think the exchange that goes on between a journalist and an artist is the inverse of what you're talking about. I'll elaborate on that if you want.
Please explain.
Well, I'm still subject to your judgment. It seems to me, if I could just propose this, is you seem to want both. You want to have the idea of being friends, but you also want to assess me and evaluate me as a journalist.
Right. And that was the beginning of how this all started.
Right.
The assessment part.
Right. But I was always being assessed.
Yeah.
Because it's like you never put the pen down. You write about me as being a guilty pleasure. I don't have any friends with whom I'm in guilty pleasure. I'm just a pleasure.
Right.
So you're still judging me, right? It might be tongue in cheek,
right?
But that's still what's going on. So I enjoy that, but do the people with really like t- tight in the braid with me, is that their perception of me? It's not.
Right.
What I'm trying to say wasn't me evaluating and judging you. Actually, I think it was the verse. It's that you were evaluating and judging me.
Can I take from that like any idea of a true friendship ever happening, we were kind of doomed from the beginning?
No. I think it's ongoing. Life is long.
Oh, okay.
I'm enjoying your company right now.
Like, excellent.
This is working for me.
From I feel like we've worked some stuff out. I feel like we've hashed out your feelings.
All right.
If Mark is in the front row of one of your shows now, and he's waving at you.
Oh, I'm going to throw him a pick for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Hey, we're going to play a little show this fall, and we're going to play the Fillmore. That's in San Francisco.
I've been there before.
Yeah, and I'd love to have you. I'd like to put you on the list.
Really?
Just give me your email, man.
I really appreciate that.
There.
No, I just wanted to give him my email address, and so this all worked out at the end.
There it is. Call me.
Thanks so much to Stephen Jenkins and Mark Hawthorne for that piece. Third Eye Blind will be going on tour this winter. So go party with Mark and Stephanie in the very front row. Yes, Snappers, we've reached that time, but don't miss a beat. Full episodes available right now at snapjudgment.org.